Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're here for our weekly review, and it was one that we was kind of looking forward to, which is The Girl in the Spider's Web. And the reason for that was we are big followers of the Millennium series that was from, what was it, Sweden?
I think it was Sweden.
Yeah, it was Sweden, which was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
The girl who played with fire, and the girl who, I think, kicked the hornet's nest.
Yeah, just, yeah.
And it's so cool because it was a TV series, and then they made them a trilogy movie.
Right.
And then the Americans decided to do a redo of, what was it? The girl with the dragon tattoo,
which was, oh my god, an excellent movie.
Yeah, and it was so good. And one of our favorite directors, David Fincher, was the actual director of that, and it had Daniel Craig as Mikael Blomkvist, and Rooney Mara as Lisbeth Salander, and both of them played amazing. And the other Swedish actor, Stellan Skarsgård, and he's just a great actor, but he played a sinister guy. He played Martin Banger, the real sadistic guy that was on him.
But which they said that the actors from that movie said, we would not do another one. It's like, man.
Yeah, so yeah, they just didn't want to do another one. Daniel Craig was the one that was the main one that wasn't coming back. I think they convinced Rooney Mara to show up, but they didn't have Daniel Craig, and I think Robin Wright either. So that seems to be the problem with trying to do another version of that. So what they decided to do, sadly, was they jumped on one of the books made by the original author.
Who passed away,
I think, 2005, before it actually
became a movie.
Yeah. So it was weird. But he wrote some other books, and the family commissioned this writer to say, look, extend it and do another version of that.
Right.
So the thing that we did, we read the books.
Yep.
And then we saw the movies.
Yes.
And before all of that, and then we was able to judge the movie and see how much they took from the book. And they did a good job.
They did, especially when we seen the Millennium series.
Right. When we see the Millennium series, which gave a lot more detail, and each of the series was an hour long.
Right. It was more accurate to the book.
Right. As opposed to the three movies, which they cut out a lot.
Right.
And then the American version, I think, did a really good job. They did a really good version of the first book.
Right, they did.
They did a really good, version of that. So if you look at all of that and then you come back and say The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, they turned around and said, let's put a whole new cast together the Girl in the Spider's Web, and they put Claire Foy and some guy out of the blue who played Mikael Blomkvist. And then they added some characters in the American-wise. And I put our boy Lakeith Stansfield in there from Atlanta fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, why not? Let's check it out. Let's see what they did from extending from the series that we loved and see what they would do. So from there, what was your expectation, man?
Well, I expected it to be close to or related to this first version of the movie.
So the first version or just the
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay. So you thought that.
Yeah, something like that. Something to be associated to that. To link it up.
Okay.
And remember, I don't look at the reviews, not the reviews, but the clips.
Right.
And so,
so you thought it was gonna relate to the other American version?
Yeah, yeah, in some fashion. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be exactly.
No. I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Which was a big disappointment.
Okay. So I thought it was going to be part of the complete series. And since it was an additional book from what he wrote, I thought they was going to extend it from the last book.
Well, you got to remember, that was Sweden's version of the movies.
Right.
And that's why I didn't think it was going to be associated to the movies, because Americans didn't really watch those series. Right. They was watching
only the first one.
Right, which is...
But the book... And again, we didn't read this book.
Okay.
So I don't know what this book was really about.
Okay.
Because I thought the books that he didn't finish was all about the end. So as he did those three books, I thought this book would be at the end of it.
Now remember, there was only one book he didn't complete.
No, there was a bunch of stories. Oh, that they tried to
put it all together. Okay,
and so what they did was they commissioned a guy. Said, with all of these stories and stuff that he wrote,
put it together.
I need
in a book.
You to put it together to make a book.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem could have been, and I'm just saying could have been, was they decided to have, look, let's just only take the portions from that we can relate to the girl with the dragon tattoo, as opposed to the ending. Because to your point, which you made really eloquently, since the Americans don't know about the other two books, mm-hmm. why talk about what happened after that when people don't know? Wait a minute, I don't know anything about that. So they would have had to extend it from the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So we came to it after I was telling Alicia, I didn't want that because I really wanted to see what this would be about based on the character and everything that we saw. But I understood that they was probably going to go with the American version. But why did you think it was disappointing though?
Because, you know, we was like, there were certain things that just didn't make sense because we seen the Millennium series. And the part that kind of confusing was her father,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, you know, and we went to see this movie and didn't go back to see any of the old movies.
No, we didn't.
You know, so when we went to see it, because we didn't think that was going to be in there. I don't think, what did you expect? Did you expect?
No. I came in open and I was excited to see just new stories based on what I've already known.
Right.
But they kind of recreated some stuff with this.
Right, right. And I mean, but the part where they show her and her sister and her father.
Right.
And that confused me totally. That totally threw me off.
Yeah, because we know more about the story, but yet this was something brand new.
Yes, exactly.
Which we went back and we didn't need to see the first one, the girl with the dragon tattoo. Because we saw that so much, we knew about that. But the second version, the girl who played with fire.
Right.
Was the second one.
That's what
And that's the one that really focused on her father.
Yes, yes.
So we had to see that again to say, okay, even though this is a new version, did she have a sister? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And then we knew how her father died.
Yes, we did. But, well, he didn't actually die, but we knew the story.
Situation with her father.
Yes.
But in this one, it says the father died and he was really sadistic and blah, 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 so on and so forth. And they was in this huge castle building, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whereby in The Girl Played with Fire, he didn't give a damn. He left her and her mother in some run down place, and
right.
He just was visiting her.
And remember, her mother was a prostitute or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You
and
know,
that's what was stated in
right
everything.
In that particular version of the in the movie. And now, if everybody don't read the books,
right?
You know, but we was, I mean, from seeing it, and we love foreign film because when we went to see it, it was considered a foreign film.
Mm-hmm, it was,
and so So from that story, it's in the books. It's in the books. Right. Yeah, the books that they have out, all three of those books. It you know, like he said, the second book, it talked about her father. But when I went to watch this, and I'm like, okay, this is. It's almost like they took the second book and said, no, we're not gonna do the.
No, the second and third.
Yeah.
Because without the second book, there wouldn't be a third. So right, let's put it that way.
It's almost like they took, just ripped the book apart.
And recreated
the whole story.
Which was terrible.
Yes, exactly. And I think at first we was like, okay, this was good. And then we had questions about it.
Right.
And that's when you said, we need to go back and see the other ones and see where, because we didn't, that story between her having a sister and her father, and that was just totally just crazy.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, she was a hacker.
Mm-hmm.
She was a hacker.
But they created an action star. Now she's an action star.
What happened to her duties of being a hacker?
Yeah, they didn't focus on that.
No, they didn't.
They focused on it just to get information, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've seen her throughout the series, her focus was about hacking.
That's right.
Her focus wasn't about shooting guns, fighting people, and all like that. So I think this American version wanted to get a one of these heroes, not superhero, but action star.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to create a female action star.
Mm-hmm.
And it destroyed the story.
It sure did.
Because even with the girl with the dragon tattoo, the David Fincher version, she wasn't an action star there either.
No.
She was a really emotional hacker that had a lot of baggage in her life that she had to deal with. And it was odd. It was really odd, but it was good. And you gravitated toward the character. This one, you didn't. I didn't feel her.
Yeah, cause
her struggle.
From the girl with the dragon tattoo, and have you seen the other set? She was, that damn child was smart as motherfucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
She was smart. She was not stupid. Because if they saw the second one, you know, right, they would see what she did. You know, she stole the money,
mm-hmm,
and got her a big condo, was in the Caribbean, traveled the world. I mean, so that was her. That was her. She was a hacker. She knew how to. That was the whole series. And that's what we love the
about it.
Yeah,
right.
The whole millennium. This just totally destroyed.
It just made her a whole different character,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
which I'm not sure. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I would have just seen this movie, how much, if I didn't see the first one, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, if I didn't see any of them, I'm not sure how I would take this. I'm not sure if I would have liked it or not liked it. You know what I mean? But since I know so much about the character and the book,
that's
what made it disappointing.
Right. That's the problem.
But
we were huge fans.
Right. We were fans of this.
Yes.
We weren't, let's just go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
This was, that's just like going, example, a Marvel comic book movie.
Yes.
You would go to the movies and say, oh, this is the new Spider-Man.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Spider-Man is a grown man and, you know, he does things that has nothing to do with the comic book. You would say, that's not the character I'm used to. And they were like, well, we go in a different direction. Mm-hmm. No, it had a storyline behind it. And you failed to live up to that.
And remember you said, you said the dragon on the back? You was like, that little ass dragon.
Yeah, she had a little dragon on her back. Where both, mm-hmm, you know, Rooney Mara and the other lady, they had a huge dragon on their back.
Hell yeah.
And it symbolizes so much. And she put it on her pain and all of that. And all of that was there. And you see this little dragon tattoo on her. And it's kind of like, really? Come on now. That's insulting to the character, mm-hmm, that she was representing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about the director. So I think that was part of the problem too. Because this was a newer director, and with that being said, I thought this would be a lot better. I really did. I really thought that this would be something that I would feel like, oh, good director or average director, but if you're really trying to do better with this movie, you have to do something better.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the characters on there was very weak. The Lakeith Stanfield character wasn't developed well. He's supposed to be a hacker or a tech guy, but all of a sudden, in between the movie, he was this sniper. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think ex-military or whatever like that, but a hacker, not a hacker, but a tech guy as well. So that was just odd.
Yeah, they got some, I mean, they had, it almost, there was people in there that shouldn't have been in there.
Or there was people in there and you didn't develop them well to care about them.
Yeah,
so a lot of them you didn't care about.
Because they made Mikael look so weak. And then when we was watching the old series, it's like he was nothing compared to the character in this one.
No, this is just a slightly handsome Swedish guy. But Michael Blomkvist was smart. Mm-hmm. He was smart and he was tenacious. He was like, I'm going to find out shit. I'm just going to, mm-hmm. I don't care. I may be weak, I'm not a big fighter or whatever, but I'm confident in my abilities to get a story. This guy was just weak,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't mean much in the story. They tried to make Claire Foy or Elizabeth Salander to be the hero character in there.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, it causes everybody else to be secondary.
Yeah, even Lakeith wasn't even, I was like, what are you doing in here? You know, I can understand that they stole some information that you trying to track down. But then again, I didn't see just putting a black person in it.
I think that was the reference to the connection to the United States. I got that. But if he was going to go over there, what? He's going over there on his own. He had no connection. He just got on the plane. He gets over there. They was like, you have no jurisdiction here. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, that was weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a good situation that she did to get him out, though. I love the way she hacked into the airport in order to get him out.
Yeah, that was.
I did. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, how do you develop a relationship between the two of them when, you know, it didn't connect. Nothing really connected. It was kind of like, let's keep going forward. I'm going to give you some things about the movie, but let's just keep going forward.
It
never really came together for me.
Right, because there was little empty spots here and there.
Yeah, and
they didn't fill.
Yeah, they didn't fill. Thank you. They mm-hmm. didn't fill the spots. They just moved on,
mm-hmm.
and they just kept moving on. So to me, it was very disappointing, even as a standalone movie. And again, we're more critical because we love the Millennium series. But if you really look at the movie as a whole, you're going to say, well, what's up with this guy? Oh, why did they kill the father? How did they know the kid knew? I don't understand why the father wasn't relevant. You would think they take the father and the kid.
Right.
And then if he doesn't give it to him, then they would find out about the kid.
Right.
But who knew that the kid knew it? All of a sudden, they was just like, we'll just kill the father and the child knows. How do you know that the child knew? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that there was just stuff in there that said,
I mean,
he's autistic in that way, but how do you know he knew that?
And another thing is his sister. What the hell was that?
Her sister.
That shit was crazy.
Well, her sister became sadistic based on the father.
Okay.
I got that.
I understand that.
But
what did that all have to do with what she was trying to steal?
So
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
She stole it, and then she supposedly gave it to the Swedish government, and then she killed the Swedish government, and then what is she gonna do with that? There was no purpose.
Yes.
They didn't even create a, how would you say, if she was a criminal organization, they didn't even develop that. They didn't make it seem like what she was doing had a system to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like her and a couple of guys did this, whereby her father seemed like it was a bigger system and all from that. It made it seem that way. But after that, it was like, really? This is very, very odd. So the story as a whole, check this out. So this is what I didn't say. So this is how it is started. Fired from the NSA, Franz Boulder recruits hacker Elizabeth Salander to steal Firewall, a computer program that can access codes for nuclear weapons worldwide. The download soon draws attention from an NSA agent who traces the activity to Stockholm. Further problems arise when Russian thugs take Elizabeth's laptop and kidnap a math whiz who can make Firewall work. Now, Elizabeth and an unlikely ally must race against time to save the boy and recover the codes to avert disaster. Disaster from what? Disaster from who? And how do you know this math whiz is the one who actually knew what the code was when the NSA agent was the one who had the system? I don't get that. I didn't get that. So it sounded like it would be interesting, but they didn't execute it. And if they would have executed it, you would have been like, oh, okay, I got you. But that's not what happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this guy, Fide Alvarez, right?
Uh-huh.
He did stuff, The Evil Dead, Don't Breathe, and Dante's Inferno. And not much of anything, you know what I mean? So this was a new director that they kind of used. And he's from Uruguay. So he didn't do a good job. Cinematically, it was good because I love the way they had Stockholm.
Right.
And, you know, how it was cold and the different places they put it. But the story and everything was terrible. And they didn't do a good job putting it together or developing the characters or making you really say, wow, this is very interesting.
Right.
They didn't fill the holes. Like Leisha said, they didn't fill enough holes for you to say, good job. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So with that said, what do you rank it?
5.
She said a 5.
That was a quick 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I can't even give it a 6. I'll say 5.5 because I don't think I need to see this again. And even if they do it again and they have another director, I would probably watch it again.
Now I'm going to go back and watch The Millennium.
Yeah, because that was better.
Yep, but sure was.
To me, if you get a better director who's used to doing certain things, I probably would want to see it to see how they interpret it. But at this point, I think they ruined the series unless they go on the back end or do the second version, which is the girl who played with fire, and restart that one. But I think you would have to use the other characters again because creating this, she didn't do a good job as an actress on there either. I think just the director didn't pull good acting from them.
No, they didn't. And
he didn't do that.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I mean, like I said, the whole series, if they was to watch it, the Swedish version, even though it had some subtitles in it, mm-hmm. that shit was good. That whole series was good because it was all 3 books.
Yep.
It was all 3 books and it told the story. I mean, each. It told the story. And it was, and I, like Michael, we was watching it. I was like, damn, I want to watch this all over again. Start from scratch.
Yep. And it would be worth it.
Yep.
I mean, even when we watched the Girl Played with Fire, we watched, I think it was 3 separate ones. So it was like 3 hours. And we stopped. But there's 2 to 3 more hours with the girl who kicks the hornet's nest. Yep. And it was kind of like, damn, maybe I should go see that.
I know. Yep.
So, but it is what it is. And so here's ranking. So reviews and all, people didn't like it. Rotten Tomatoes was 40. Metacritic was 43. IMDb was 6.1. And that's pretty high for me. That's why I went below the 6 because there's no reason the storyline was ruined based on the first movie that came out, the American version. It kind of ruined that. It didn't play onto that properly, I think. But anywho, but that's very disappointing.
Yes, very disappointing. Disappointing.
But The Girl in the Spider's Web. Wait for streaming or HBO or somewhere other than
go to the movies and watch it.
Go see this. It's some action, but if you didn't see any of the other movies, you'd probably say it ain't that bad. But if you actually seen the other movies, you would see how bad this movie is. But if you didn't, take your choice. Some people may like it, just wait. If not, you want to see a quick action movie. There's some good action scenes in there, but that's not what this character is about. And that's why I think it was disappointing. But anywho, Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday. Wednesdays with our movie and TV series. And we got a couple other TV series coming up. But just check us out and follow us on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram, Bougie Black Bro on Twitter, BougieBlackBrother.com. And every podcast download, you can either get it on Bougie Black Brother or Fade to Black Cinema. Or if you want to see our older ones, it's Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And that's where you can catch a lot of our older review. Anyway, anything else, Bob?
Nope.
So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Fade to Black Cinema. Later. Bye.